Anil, that line was just a little bit crackly, but I think we might have a better chance now. Welcome back to our Wanderlust Wednesday. So what was your reaction when Jaden first said, "Mom, I think I'm going to climb the highest mountain in Africa"?
I was surprised. He was 9 years old, so I didn't take it seriously. And then every birthday afterwards, I would be like, "My boy, what do you want for your birthday?" And he'd be like, "I don't want any presents. I want to climb Kilimanjaro." And then Christmas came and the same happened. And I said to my husband, "I don't think this is a phase. It's just going to blow over." So we gave it a year or two. And when he was still persistent, I said to him, "Right, you know, I think it's remarkable that he wants to do it. So let's see how we can make it happen." Yeah.
Were you an example? Because you have climbed Kilimanjaro as well.
I think I definitely am to blame that he wants to climb. So, yeah, I think that was definitely his initial inspiration, yeah.
Jaden, you're a man of conviction, and I really appreciate that. Good morning and welcome to Breakfast with Rufilwe. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. I like a person who sticks to their guns and knows what they want. Is it your mom who encouraged you to take interest in Mount Kilimanjaro?
I think she was the first one who really inspired me to do that, and I think she was definitely my inspiration.
Excellent stuff. And what do you do to train to climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
Well, I was always just really into my fitness. Even before I wanted to do Kilimanjaro, I enjoy being fit. I really enjoy hiking. So every Sunday, every weekend, me and my mom, we always go climbing. We go to Lion's Head or Table Mountain. And also, at my school, I do rugby, so the fitness at rugby also definitely helps.
Certainly so. Now, you're not just doing this for the love of fitness, you're also doing this for an incredible cause, for the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. Why did you choose them to raise funds?
It's actually the Sandton SPCA, but...
I apologize, I was giving the wrong...
The Sandton SPCA, okay. Because most of the hikers are in Sandton, in Johannesburg, but even though it's not in my area, I know it's still for a good cause. So all the funds that we are raising is going to Sandton SPCA. And I'm so happy to know that as a result of this hike, there will be some happy animals after.
Certainly so. You have set a target, revised your target to 25,000 Rand, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and how's that going so far on Backer Buddy?
My mom set it up. She definitely knows more, but the donations have been very generous, and it's going so well so far. We just hit 20,000 about a week ago, and I haven't checked since then.
Anil, how does it make you feel to know that your son Juan has been so positively influenced by you to get out into nature every weekend and stay fit, and two, can do this for a good cause of entirely his own volition since he was nine?
Well, I would say parenting certainly is the most difficult thing that I've done, and him doing this makes me feel like maybe we're doing something right.
You certainly are. Well done to you both. And all the best for July. So you're around 21,000 Rand, according to my producers at last check, which means you're not very far off your goal. Very impressive. And you may well be revising it some more because July is not that it's not that close.
We would be delighted. I would love to revise it.
Wonderful stuff. Anil and Jaden Paiser, thank you so much for joining us from Panorama to Kilimanjaro to the world. All the best, you guys.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Of course. That's our Wanderlust Wednesday today. A mother and son team taking on the world in the most wholesome way possible.